Aid of two individuals who are charged with conspiracy and defacing or damaging religious property, according to a criminal complaint. And the names are Mohammed Hamid, a 23-year-old of Coriopolis, and Talia A. Lubit, 24, of Pittsburgh. And they're being accused of defacing in Squirrel Hill near the Shabbat, signs spray painted. And according to U.S. Attorney Eric Olshan says that defacing religious property is not protected speech. It is a crime. To get reaction, we wanted to reach out to Rabbi Yisrael Altin. Rabbi, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Aya, for having me on.
The state of anti-Semitism in these protests, and in this case, criminal defacing of religious property, at least in this case, they've got some suspects. Your reaction to this?
So first of all, I want to express my gratitude and thanks to the law enforcement for carrying through on, you know, taking it seriously and really carrying this all through all the way to the end until they found the suspects and arrested them. And we hope it continues all the way through, you know, and people are held responsible for their actions. That's, I think, what we have our feelings for this morning. In general, you know, it's really sad that people feel that they have to express their opinions in violent ways, especially when their opinions are associating themselves with violent people. You know, as I said, thank God we have good law enforcement here that are, you know, going to keep hopefully help us keep safe.
Rabbi Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know if you're seeing any improvement in anti-Semitic behaviors in the last few months.
You know, it's hard to tell because, it's, you know, to be honest, it's not like every single day every individual gets hit with anti-Semitism. It's an ongoing, you know, all over. Unfortunately, as we all know, it's been a rise on it. Our reaction and, you know, in general and in our organization particularly is we focus on what we need to do, which is creating positive experiences for people, practice our religion, our Judaism proudly, openly, and warmly. And that's where our focus is. So, of course, you know, we're cognizant of what's going on around us and making sure everyone's being safe. So that's really where our focus is on. And, you know, we leave it to law enforcement to keep their eyes on the those doing violent acts of anti-Semitism. But, you know, that being said, clearly we have a problem here. And, you know, I don't know to say that it's getting better or worse, but we definitely have something here that has to be dealt with.
And Rabbi, as you're acutely aware, we just came across the sixth year since Tree of Life. A lot of people reached out from around the country and the world. I'm sure you heard from a lot of people who are empathetic and in face of that tragedy.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the fact that our city was the site of the worst anti-Semitic attack in the country. Does give, you know, keeps people on edge. And so when things like this happen, you know, even if it's just defacing a building and it's not, and thank God, not a person being harmed, but it does get people on edge. But then again, you know, as I said, our strength is in our positivity. And that's where we put in our effort to do as much as we can to keep a positive community and environment for people.
And what is it that you have planned for the next coming month or two?
So we are actually, you know, the funny thing about the defacing of our building is we are coming to an end of a large renovation of our synagogue. So, you know, on the outside they try to get a little dirt in there, but on the inside we have a beautiful building that we're finishing now, and we're looking to celebrate that and utilize that. So we're actually in a very you know, exciting phase in our organization. And so we're getting ready for Hanukkah and a couple of this year it's at the end of December, and Hanukkah is always a big celebration in our organization. I'm sure you and your listeners are familiar with the menorah parade that's put up by our organization with the cars going around, big celebrations on the streets. So we're gearing up for more celebrations.
Well, Rabbi, appreciate your willingness to speak with us today and get your reaction. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We should only have good news to share with each other.
We appreciate that. Rabbi Yisrael Altin on News Radio KDKA.